We had a meeting of our second highest administrative body, which is our National Executive Council, on Saturday, 21st March 2015. And in that meeting, a six-point resolution was adopted. And that included, among other things, instructing our legal team to institute proceedings in the Supreme Court, challenging the dismissal of the sitting vice president of the country, who was constitutionally elected by the people of this country, and also a de facto vice president who lacks the mandate and who is also unqualified to be appointed as vice president, because according to our constitution, you must be qualified to be a member of parliament to be elected as vice president. So we are also proposing walkouts by our members of parliament from state functions where the present president the de facto vice president is in attendance or is presiding over.
So if you are planning a parliamentary boycott, how does that help the people of Sierra Leone?
We would boycott like when the president is addressing parliament on the state opening. We would participate in the but we're not sitting while he addresses us. Because as far as we are concerned, he has committed a fundamental breach of his oath and the constitution of Sierra Leone, which he is supposed to uphold and which he is supposed to guard and defend.
The government claims it followed the constitution when they removed the vice president.
He did not. The government assumed that he did by claiming powers it does not have under our constitution. The government is claiming under a section of the constitution that declares the title of the president as head of state, fountain of justice, fountain of honor, and supreme executive authority of the state of Sierra Leone. That does not grant him any power to go against a fundamental provision of the constitution, section 55, which states clearly the circumstances in which the position of vice president of the country becomes vacant. He ignored that and relied on inapplicable provisions. We consider the action itself arbitrary, and we think that this is a reminder of the bleak days of our country when we were in the era of dictatorship and arbitrary rule.
A spokesman for the government says the government has no problem if you people are protesting, but it believes in the rule of law as long as you do not violate the rule.
We will not violate the rule of law. The planned protests are going to be peaceful and silent. Our placards will speak for themselves. We are not confrontational. Our party is grounded on the principles of the rule of law and law and order. We've given the government a 7-day deadline to either accede to our demand or we would come out with the actions that have been adopted by our National Executive Council.
And those demands include the former vice president being returned or what?
Yes. It means that they should withdraw the press release that dismissed the vice president from his office and from his duties.